Welcome, everybody, to episode 546 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Breakband the Bold and Eric the Great. Gentlemen, it's been a week on Frank Branches Week. How are you?
Happy Frank Branches Day.
Yeah, that was Wednesday, which actually was an awesome day. Like this
that'll
week,
that'll be our free for all. We'll just do a bunch of this day and Frank Day
things. We at one point we were gonna do that segment, weren't we, Eric? And I was like, oh boy, that's something else. That would be something else. I don't know what exactly that would be, but it would be something. Breakman.
This day in Frank actually knocked over the Leaning Tower of Pisa, which is why it's called the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Yeah, exactly. And then we'll move on to the pyramids.
Got one rock, and then it fell over.
And then we'll
man, that was some weak structure.
Right, yeah, exactly. Like, well,
just one rock knocked that shit over.
Well, I had the weakest. I knew where the weakest link was.
Built it on, didn't you?
Well, what happened was I kind of knew the weakest link of the lean, and nobody believed me. And I was like, look, I'm going to take this stone out. And I took it out, and sure enough, it fucking leaned. So don't blame me. Blame the architects of that fucker. You know, that's what I'm saying. But anyways,
Based from our current administration, point out something broken, nobody fixes it.
Yeah, that's true too. Quick poll break, man. Should Eric? We talked about a little about this before we got on the air. Should Eric buy one of three games? One of them including Resident Evil 2, or what was it? The Pikachu game, Eevee.
Yeah. Pokemon Let's Go, Pikachu.
Okay.
Or no, Eevee.
Or New Super Mario Deluxe 2, I believe, right?
Yeah.
Or should he buy a brand new spanking mic for the show?
Well, I'm going to get the mic, but I don't know how long this deal's going to last. So.
Yeah.
Personally, I'd go with Mario, but I'm thinking for him Pokemon.
Oh, look at that. A vote for Pokemon. I voted for the mic, but I said RE2 in lieu of that because it looks fantastic. Fantastic, but you know, whatever.
Just knowing him, he has as much Pokemon as he's played over here, so many different Pokemon games. Like, I think he'd be happier for Pokemon.
I think I can wait long.
That's actually
Black Friday deal.
Yeah, that was a very thoughtful analysis, Breakman. I guess that's why you're on the show for sure. So there you go. You get more helpful insights like that from Breakman. If you need to send Breakman a question, do it on at RP Grinders. He'll answer all your sex-related questions and non-sex-related questions. So let's get into the news, guys. Here we go.
RPG News.
All right, Eric-san. Take it away.
All right. From RPG, so you've got the announcement and subsequent release date for Disgaea 4 Complete Plus.
Somebody just level up?
I know. I just heard that.
My phone went off.
That was awesome, man. It's perfect timing. All right, Eric, continue.
Roll over ads. Get out of my face. NIS America has announced that Disgaea 4 Complete Plus will be released on October 29th in North America and Europe, and November 5th in Oceania. There's a voting contest to decide the video game's reverse cover, and this is what this version of the game in particular will have. It says, have all additional characters and scenarios from previous versions of Disgaea 4, so all the stuff from the Vita version, which had all the stuff from the original PlayStation 4 release, and then some, and then options for Japanese or English audio, just like before. Options for English or French text, and includes peta level spells and job specific skills for Disgaea 4 are promised for visited, and includes quality of life features that may seem familiar to those who have played Disgaea 5, such as the cheat shop, event viewer, weapon appearance, innocent warehouse, and pay-up system to bribe senators to change their votes in the Senate.
So it's like the United States, man. You're bribing senators. That's awesome, man.
Okay. That is a really neat feature.
Network features such as map edit and upload, pirate edit and upload, pirate duels, and foreign ministers. What puts the plus in Disgaea 4 complete? Well, here's all my real new stuff. Resolution has been updated to 920 by 1080p. And so the game's at 1080p now. So
yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
You can now reposition characters while viewing the target areas of their skills, even for specials that have non-fixed target areas. Skill speed can be adjusted between 2 to 3 to 4. Now you can get a graphic preview of the magic change weapon that your monster class becomes by viewing in the status screen, which is, I guess, is useful, because before you couldn't tell what your weapon's going to turn into. After winning the battle, the game will now autosave when you turn to base, so if your power accidentally goes out, you're covered.
Yeah, there you go. Alright, well, that's cool.
Oh, and then apparently there's more stuff coming that they're going to tell us what's new, but they'll tell us later.
This is, I guess, I mean, everybody tells me way back in the day, you know, people also told me that this might be a game to, like, get into strategy RPG, especially, like, the first Disgaea, but...
I hear that 3 is the better of the Disgaea games, but I'm guessing that went with 4 because it's more popular and it's probably sold the most out of all of the Disgaeas.
Yeah.
But, And ISA is kind of hurting, so they kind of need this and Trails of Cold Steel 3 to do really well.
Host Me Raffle is in chat. Welcome back to chat, Host Me Raffle.
So the PlayStation 4 version is getting a re-release, and Nintendo Switch is finally getting this.
Yeah, yeah. All right, good deal. All right, Breakman, let's go on to the next.
Surprise, there's no PC announcement, but I'm sure that's going to happen sooner or later.
I'm sure. All right, what else we got? Maybe this is on PC, Breakman.
Coming to us live from RPG Site, Atelier Rizza releases October 29th in North America, November 1st in Europe. Rizza the Rizza.
Love it.
Wait, is there a guest appearance by the Rizza?
The Rizza.
Suddenly it has my attention.
Yeah, exactly, man. That's awesome. That was a good
Toei Kimco has announced it to Atelier the Rizza. Ever Darkness and the Secret Hideout will launch in North America on October 29th and Europe on what the fuck am I? God damn it! Yeah, it'll be on the PC, the PlayStation 4, and the Switch. Why am I fucking repeating myself?
You know what? Anyway. Later on, there's going to be a shocking article. Not the article itself, but you know that site that shall not be named? I don't know who the writer is, but they've been getting better at like not doing that. Which is fucking awesome. I hate that break, but I love it when you do those stories because, you know, you get what you just got.
At the very least, write it differently so that it says the same thing.
Yeah.
Thing.
Right, exactly.
Without completely repeating yourself, yeah.
Exactly right.
Wait, yeah. I just read that exact same sentence almost. Jesus.
Yeah,
the fuck?
Exactly.
Okay, so skipping ahead, because I'm not getting into the story. Limited edition is... might be $99.99 for the PlayStation and the Switch. I guess it's not going to be for the PC. Limited edition includes Atelier the Rizza, Ever Darkness, and the Secret Hideouts for Switch. Official art book, keychain, art cards, cloth poster, and collector's box. Wow, that's the vaguest limited edition like details we've ever gotten, I think.
Yeah.
Hey, it's going to have the stuff in it. Okay.
Maybe it's going to have like loot box surprises.
Well, even the image of it has just pictures of question marks in an art book open.
I think at this point they don't even know, so that's why.
I know, but $100? You don't even know yet, and you're already asking $100.
Special editions are just $100.
Oh, God. So, yeah, there's new characters and stuff like that, but, yeah, I'm miffed on this $100, and they don't even know what they're going to give out yet, and they've already got a price for it. That's pretty fucked up.
Yeah, for sure.
Because that's not going to go in anybody's favor, you know, except for
theirs. I just hope this game has a lot more effort put into it than the last trilogy. I mean, Lulua came out, but and it plays more like Ruruna, which is good because it's a Ruruna game. I think it's the only virtue it has going for it is the why it ended up not being a disappointment.
Yeah.
This game looks like it's doing different things. And hopefully those different things aren't the sort that Dynasty Warriors 9 did and did terribly.
Yeah, I noticed something here. The limited edition deal of this includes like some surprise items. What are you guys guessing these surprise items are? Looking at the picture, I put it up on the screen now.
That's what we talked about.
I'm gonna say one of them items is going to be a Puny Whistle. They're probably going to be stickers or pens.
No, I already said this. It's gonna be. There's an art book, but the hidden items are a keychain, a cloth poster, and art cards.
But maybe they haven't settled on what art to use.
I know, but they're not. They're gonna. That's what I mean. That's shady. Just like let's go ahead and charge them without knowing what we're gonna do.
Yeah.
So we can throw something really cheap in there. You know, like Fallout did with their cloth bag and shit.
Maybe their
canvas bag. Instead, they sent out what was it like? It was worse than like those cheap book bags you get for kids that rip after a week.
Maybe they have an idea what they want to use, but maybe they need to check with the ESRB so they can like get away with a certain rating.
yeah, maybe. All right.
Okay, maybe. Okay.
You know, I'm so glad you got this story, Breakman, because you pronounce Atelier like pitch perfect, dude. Like every time. Like it is a thing of beauty, and I don't know why you always end up getting those stories. I have no clue why you in particular get the Atelier stories. That's just the way it works out. All right, on to the next story. Coming to us, as Breakman would say, live from RPGsite.net. Ark of Alchemist released for Nintendo Switch in Japan on October 10th. And let me get this trailer playing for everybody in chat.
I'm guessing why the Western release was delayed, though.
Yeah. Idea Factory has announced that Tactical Action RPG, blah, 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 I just mentioned that, both retail and digitally October 10th. Ark of Alchemist released on PS4 in Japan in February 2019. Western release is slated for winter as a digital-only title. I know that pisses people off, but I'm more and more all digital, unless it's like a steelbook or something. But the Switch version will contain some notable enhancements from the original PS4 release, including the ability to control all characters in the game. In the original version, only main protagonist Quinn could be controlled by the player, with other characters tagging along. Let's see. There will also be more high-value item drops to sell for cash, as well as some UI improvements. And there's a trailer that I'm playing right now. And it looks okay. It looks all right. The improvements are definitely welcome. What do you think, Eric? You think this is the addition to get, right? The Switch version?
Probably.
Yeah. All right. And Break, I know you don't have like either the PS4 or Switch because, you know, you just refuse to get one. And I'm going to put pressure until you get the PS5 or a Nintendo Switch or something like that. Okay, that's fine. It's just not going to happen, but that's fine.
Or a 3DS so you can play the Zelda games.
Yeah, exactly. Or you could play Zelda Breath of the Wild on the Switch. That would be even better. All right, next story, Eric.
There's The Link's Awakening coming out in September.
And Break is like you can go ahead and pressure me all you want, motherfucker, but it ain't happening. All right, Eric.
But you know, what we need to do is we need to buy him Link's Awakening, and I'll be pressured to get the Switch.
After. Yeah, I know. We'll really put on the pressure on Break, and Break will be like, whatever, dudes. Buy me one, motherfuckers. All right, Eric, next.
Okay, next is the next Utawari has been announced. So this is, I guess they're planning on making sequels because the last game in the story so far was the remake of the original, and the other two games that followed it chronologically, which released earlier, about a year ago. But it mentions that the series has sold 800,000 units to date worldwide. So that's pretty good, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I guess that's good for a title like that. But when they mean worldwide, Eric, most of that's got to be Japan, right? Like, how much would you estimate here, you know, sells here?
Probably a third of that.
Yeah, I'm guessing a quarter or a third. Yeah, so that kind of makes sense. But all right. And then there's story stuff. I don't think we need to go really through the story. Not a lot of nice artwork, though. I mean, I really dig the artwork. Ooh, there's a little trailer. I didn't even see that. Is there any gameplay? That's all I care about is gameplay.
I mean, it's more of like we're working on this thing.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I got you. Yeah, there's really not much of a trailer, but okay, cool. All right, Breakman. Next story.
Coming to us live from Silicon Era, the place you didn't want to talk about before. This is coming from Jenny again. This is a name I didn't mention before because they're mysterious with their.
Yeah, Jenny. this is what I was going to mention. Go ahead and read. You'll be pleasantly
surprised.
So
the title is "Spend the 4th of July solving mysteries with the alternate Jake Hunter PC port."
Yep. Okay.
Sorry, I had to cough. The most recent Jake Hunter game now has a PC release date. People would be able to head to Steam on July 4th, 2019 to pick up alternate Jake Hunter, the Daedalus, the Awakening of Golden Jazz. What a name. Daedalus, the Awakening of Golden Jazz.
Yeah, I need to get around to playing the Switch version. I'll have to play this weekend.
Yeah.
The adventure game starring Saburo Jinguji. As a reminder, shut up. As a reminder, Jake Hunter is the name that was used for Saburo outside of Japan. The PC version will have English, Japanese, Korean, and traditional Chinese subtitles to accompany the Japanese voice acting. It will also have achievements and controller support.
Yep. Might I say, Break, before you continue, like, wasn't that a much better, like, you know, you have the title of the article and then you go into the article and it says the same thing but in a completely kind of different way. Like, that's we need more of that. Jenny, whoever Jenny is over at Silicon
Valley. Mysterious Jenny, yeah.
Yeah. Great job.
She's up in the game over there.
Yeah. Slow Cool's in chat. Welcome back, Slow Cool. So there you go. Yeah. Anything else?
To continue. Alternate Jake Hunter, Daedalus, the Awakening of Golden Jazz is a prequel that gives people a chance to see how Saburo got his start. You begin with a tutorial showing his grandfather, Kyosuke, teaching him how to be a good detective. After reminiscing and thinking about that memory, Saburo finds himself back in New York after Kyosuke's death. Aw, sad. Determined to find out what happened along the way, you'll encounter new and old friends and learn what made Saburo who he is. An alternate Jake Hunter, Daedalus, the Awakening of Golden Jazz, the worst name fucking anything ever. Players have a full, because just after trying to read it for the third time, like, it doesn't roll off the tongue anyway. It's like they just threw words together.
Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah. Players have a full 360 degree view of areas around them. That's nice. They can then look around, pick out clues, and talk to the people they meet the third of the story. When talking to people, you have the option to change Saburo's stance, which allows him to alter his demeanor and ask different sorts of questions in the hopes of getting the information he needs to solve a case. Alternate Jake Hunter, Daedalus, the Awakening of Golden Jazz is immediately available on Nintendo Switch and PlayStation 4. And on PC.
Yeah.
On July 4th.
Yep.
Which was essentially the story.
Oh, Frank, I see them in the chat. I just don't know if I can actually see them say anything in chat.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's typing anything in there. But hang tight, Eric. There'll be people in there that'll type
soon
enough.
I was freaking out and thinking something was broken.
Yeah, no. Nothing's broken, man. We don't have any active typers in chat right now. All right, let's move on to the next story from the site that shall not be named, Silicon Era.
Voldemort? No.
Yeah, exactly. Bandai Namco announces new online action RPG called Blue Protocol for PC. So I just said that they're working together on Project Sky Blue to develop a new action RPG called Blue Protocol. So far, we only have the above in development screenshot. So there's a little nifty little artwork screenshot. Looks kind of cel shaded in a way to me, but whatever.
Are they trying to hone in on Phantasy Star Online already?
Yeah, probably. There's not a lot more to that. It's kind of a non-story, so I shall leave it at that. All right, Eric, next story.
Next story is about a little series of games called Mighty Switch Force. Mighty Switch Force Collection will head to the PlayStation 4 on July 25th. PlayStation 4 is going to get a definitive Mighty Switch Force release. WayForward has revealed that Mighty Switch Force Collection for PS4 via the PlayStation blog. The collection will give people the original game, its updated re-release. Why? You might as well just pick one or the other. Because, the Hyperdrive Edition has more stuff. I mean, the original version has the pixel art, and I guess that's why they threw it in, because there was another game that isn't a part of this collection called Hose It Down that was based off Mighty Switch Force 2, which is in this collection, but it's not a part of this collection. Yeah. But other than that, they have Mighty Switch Force Police Academy, which is like a multiplayer Smash type game, I guess.
Yeah.
It's also coming to Nintendo Switch, Xbox One, and PC.
Yeah, looks okay. I mean, I never...
Always kind of bothered me, though, they never remastered Mighty Switch Force 2. They just kind of upscaled it, and that's it. And it doesn't look that good.
So they did
better playing on the 3DS, because it's going to look better there because of the smaller screen.
Yeah, they kind of did a half-assed upgrade of them. Yeah. No, that, I mean, whatever.
This could have been a good opportunity for them to, correct that, but no.
Yeah, for sure.
Sure.
Okay.
I'd get this again on the Switch just because I'll probably not touch my Wii U again unless I really need to play an exclusive on there that hasn't been ported to Switch yet.
Yeah. This next story might excite old ActRaiser fans, Breakman.
Well, that's good for them. No, I'm kidding. Going to this live Silicon Era. Sega announces ActRaiser-esque platformer and simulator hybrid Soul Seraph.
Mm-hmm.
It's a weird name.
Seraph.
Soul Seraph. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sega and Ace Team, the studio behind Xenoclash and Abyss Odyssey, have announced Soul Seraph, a new platformer and a city-building simulator hybrid that, for all intents and purposes, seems to be a spiritual successor to ActRaiser. Unlike ActRaiser 2, which seem to have nothing to do with the original.
Which is weird. The main character has wings that remind me of ActRaiser 2, but nothing else.
ActRaiser was kind of a difficult game, wasn't it, from what I remember? I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
But... It was, but ActRaiser 2 was
really
difficult.
It wasn't the bullshit difficult that was ActRaiser 2, though.
Yeah, oh yeah. No, ActRaiser 2 was a dumpster fire. But, all right. What else we got here?
Only are we going to make the game ridiculously hard and hard to control... we're gonna lock out levels if you decide to play in the easy difficulty, and then force you to play normal to get the real ending.
Oh fuck that, man! I hate shit like that. It's fucking stupid.
All
right.
Also, we cut out all the sim elements because apparently nobody liked them.
Yeah.
Even though they did, and I don't know what was going on with Enix's head.
Yeah.
Or Quintin's head at that point. But
Well, maybe they'll correct those shortfalls in this game, Breakman. What else?
I actually have review code of this, but the embargo is on a couple of days from now, but I can't really say anything other than that. But I had to contact Sega of Europe for it. I'm put in a request for Sega of America, but they haven't responded to me. I don't think they will.
How nice of them. All right, what else?
But yeah, I'm kind of done with Sega of America for a while.
Yeah. All right, break.
All right.
So, Soul Seraph has players controlling a divinity, Helios, who has been tasked with rebuilding civilization while defending the population against the mythical demons, which sounds exactly like ActRaiser.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the humans struggling to rebuild after the torture of the younger gods, only the Knight of Dawn can save them from their turmoil. Helios is armed with a sword, shield, and magic archery, and he must defeat a slew of goblins, beastmen, and more in his journey to face off against the younger gods. Defeating the younger gods gives Helios new powers, like healing herbs and ice shards. Like Actraiser, Yuzo Koshiro is behind the soundtrack of Soul Seraph, while writer Jonas Kairasis... Soul Seraph, who has worked on games like the Talos Principle has helped write the game story. So, yeah, that's interesting. This game will be out on July 10th for PlayStation 4, Switch, Xbox One, and PC via Steam.
A lot of I get the feeling that this game originally started out as an attempt to resurrect that IP, but they couldn't figure out who had the rights, so they just made their own game.
I guess that's cool, but... Yeah.
I want to check this out.
Yeah, I mean the
it'll be on it. It'll be on a console that you can play, Break.
Oh, yeah. Would you guys leave me alone? You hurt my feelings.
I know we always pick on you, Break.
Oh, man. You guys.
Yeah, it's launching on the Nintendo Switch, the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC.
Okay, cool deal. So yeah, you can play it, Break, man. Just to put that knife in a little bit further, just to...
Yay, me.
There you go. All right, next story comes to us from Silicon Era. Terraria, Nintendo Switch digital copies will arrive on... It's already arrived on June 27th, but Terraria, Nintendo Switch finally is a release date. It only applies to the digital copy. See how they kind of change that around? That's much better than just re-saying the same thing exactly the same way. Makes its eShop debut. Official form announcement noted that Terraria physical copies need a bit more time and as such do not have... Why is it so hard to put shit on a fucking goddamn cartridge and send it out, man?
I think it has more to do with filling, quotas and then shipping out the right amounts.
I guess, man. That's so weird. I mean, send what you got, man. Who gives a shit? All right, the Nintendo Switch version will have a... touchscreen controls when someone is playing the game while undocked. Players will be able to use these controls to check the map, zoom in, select items, enter build mode, and manage inventory. So I think everybody knows the history of Terraria. I tried playing Terraria. It just wasn't my bag. I didn't like it so much.
I tried it too. I went with you.
Yeah.
I enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah, just give me Dragon Quest Builders that actually has direction because it has a storyline.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't know what the hell I was doing in Terraria. I know you can do all kinds of shit.
It's like I wouldn't want to play either of these games, and it's a 2D Minecraft.
Yeah.
So this is for the first time that we all agree on a game.
I agree. I know. Isn't that weird?
We all agree Terraria sucks.
All right, Eric. Next story, please. Let's see if we agree on this one. Eric, you're up.
Oh yeah.
That's right.
Forgot his name there for a moment.
Yeah, exactly.
As soon as it loads, okay, here we go.
Yeah,
The Alliance Alive is coming out, or HD is coming out in October. So the dates are October 8th in North America, and then October 11th in Europe. So that's a Friday. And Oceania gets the game on October.
Oceania,
on October 2018. But I'm guessing NISA is trying to market to other countries as they can because they need money.
Yeah.
So it's like they're specifically pointing it out.
Have you played this, Eric?
I played the 3DS version and I reviewed it a while back.
Yeah, it looks pretty good. The remaster, anyways. I don't know about gameplay or what, but the remaster looks pretty.
Don't expect the game to have voice acting because the budget for this game is pretty low.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it looks good. Looks pretty decent.
It's inspired by the Saga game, so yeah. It's got the scenario writer from the original Tsukiyota games. Yeah.
That's cool. That's really cool. All right, Breakman, you get the honors of the last story.
Wait, that was the last story of mine.
Oh, really?
No. One more.
Oh, shit, I didn't go all the way down. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I like the title of this one. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, coming to us live from Silicon Era, Dream Daddy, Nintendo Switch and mobile versions arriving in June and July. Tampa. I need to know more about Dream Daddy.
Yeah, exactly, dude. This is exactly what we needed, man, for sure.
The visual novel where you can get where you get to make a dad avatar and date other dads is heading the new to two new platforms on June 25th, 2019. Android and Apple iOS device owners will get Dream Daddy. Dad Rector Scott. Then on July 2nd, the Nintendo Switch version will be released. The mobile version's price has been not yet confirmed. The Nintendo Switch version will be $14.99.
Also, this game was an idea that was born from the thoughts of gaming YouTubers Drain Game Grumps.
It's a dad dating simulator. I don't know if it's dad.
I'm completely shocked. This is coming to the Switch? Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. I don't
this,
know.
Soccer moms better not find out about this. Cause shit.
Is this...
They'll blow up.
Now, is this dads dating other dads? Because that would be kind of cool, too.
One of the dads looks like Anthony Birch, which is weird.
I'm interested in this game, for sure. I'm totally...
In Dream Daddy's players follow father and his daughter, Amanda, who have moved to Maple Bay. Unbeknownst to them, is town crawling with single dads. There are seven different romance options available. And then they're pictured beneath here.
Yeah.
There's a fat bearded gamer guy on the end.
Yeah.
Typical gamer troll, dude.
But, I mean, is this like... women trying to date dads, or is this dads?
This is a gay simulator. That's what I'm saying. I can't believe this is coming to Switch. Yeah. That's like, this isn't like getting like boycotted and stuff. I'm completely.
I mean,
shocked
there are yaoi, Western yaoi games that are out, but they're not many of them are like as noticeable as this one because Game Grumps basically endorsed it.
This is fantastic, man. I think I need to pick this up. $15, I'm in. Why not, man? That's fucking cool, man. DreamDaddy.biz if you're interested in learning more about Dream Daddy, which I find kind of a very provocative title, Breakman. I think that's kind of cool. So, all right, there we go. That is the news for the week. Not much on the homie discount front. Of course, PSN is always running various sales. Nothing super major on any of the networks this week, to be honest with you. Unless you guys have something that I just missed. Any homie discounts that you guys know of? Yeah. All right. I know Resident Evil 2 was like on sale for like 25 on Newegg, I think, or something like that.
And there's various deals going on, but nothing really.
Yeah.
Other than the sales that are going on at Best Buy, where you can get games like New Super Mario Brothers U Deluxe on the Switch for $45, as well as the same price for Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu and Eevee.
Yeah, I wish Nintendo would adopt like.
Also Amazon or Walmart selling the recently released Mario Maker 2 for $50.
Yeah.
Or under $50. Just like 40, I think it's 48.80.
Yeah. I wish Nintendo would do like really good sales like PlayStation and Xbox. Sometimes Xbox has really good sales, but PlayStation seems to be like the king
of
deals.
You can find good stuff on Nintendo, you just won't find good stuff from Nintendo.
No, I know, but I mean. Honestly, like, really? I mean, they don't have a lot of great sales.
30% off.
Yeah. Oh, here's your. Oh, you see a lot of games for like 10% off. I'm like, fuck that. That's like a pre-order bonus. You know, it's like, come on,
man. It's like cutting out the tax. Fuck that.
Yeah. Exactly. What was I going to tell you, Breakman? I got a little throwback. I'm going to do this randomly. You know, every once in a while, I'm going to throw out a wrestling theme. See if you can tell me whose wrestling theme this is. Are you down, Breakman, real quick?
I guess. That's fine.
Okay. Let's see.
Or whatever.
All right. Any guesses? Or do you need more?
The Ultimate Warrior?
Yeah! Bingo! Ultimate Warrior. There you go, man. All right, I just thought I'd throw that out. You ready for Dear Breakman, Breakman?
Sure.
Let's roll it out.
Not anymore.
I love it. All right, Count Breakman. Let's head into the world of Dear Breakman.
I don't know why you're tweeting to freak this. Just ordered a new gaming headset. By next Friday or Saturday, I should have it. Also, I pooped today. Like, how is this related? Like, what the fuck?
Hey, man. That's the hashtag. That's the official hashtag of RP Grinders. I pooped today. Hashtag I pooped today. So, you know. I'm just throwing it out there for the peeps, man. I mean, I got high demand for that, Breakman. So I got to throw it out there as much as I can. All right, what else you got?
Should we make poop day a national holiday?
You're goddamn right. I poop today is a national holiday. Hashtag I poop today.
That'd be every day, right?
Well, it depends on how regular you are. But all right.
Ooh, ouch. Yeah. That would suck. This comes from Bernie. Can tickling your partner too much be considered sexual harassment? Dear Breakman.
How hard are you tickling them?
Only if your partner is a whiny little bitch.
How dare you, for one. this came up because, like, Bernie, okay, this is...
You gotta tickle them the right way, otherwise, and they gotta tell you that it's okay. Otherwise, it's sexual.
Here's a fun Frank fact, okay? I am extremely fucking ticklish, like, to the point of ridiculousness. Like, she tries to, like... Sometimes she tries to kiss me on my cheek, and I'm like, God, it's so tickly. like, yeah! Like, I don't know. I'm just, like, uber ticklish, like, ridiculously ticklish in almost all parts of my body. But so it came up, and I'm like, and she's like, I should tweet Breakman and ask him that question. I'm like, you go ahead and do that, Missy, if you feel like you need to, you know. So that's where that came from. And I say yes. I say tickling can be a form of sexual harassment. So that's my take. And fuck
there
you.
There are guys that pay good money to have a woman tie them up and tickle them.
Yeah, that ain't me,
among
man.
Other things. That, like, you know, yeah, whips and chains and shit. I'd take course. The tickling over the whips and chains.
Oh, no, I'll take the whips and chains over tickling any day, man. Any fucking day of the week.
I mean,
Mr. Frank, it's filed under cruel and unusual.
That's exactly right, Eric. I should have, man. If I remember that catchphrase, I would have told Bernie that. But hey, welcome to Cash Bear in chat, and I see Bernie's back in chat, and S1 Faka is back this week. Welcome back, S1 Faka, Swan Faka, whatever. However you say that in Leet, Slafaka. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know all the what the hip Leetsters.
Play Waka.
Yeah. All right. What else we got? Breakman, you're up.
I'm sorry. I was no. I'm sorry. I was somebody texting me.
It's all good.
I apologize. Scrolling all the way. I'm sorry. Yeah, sure. Dear Breakman, I added that on here to improve it. This is from 35 Chaos. Today at work, I found out that someone has been jerking off in the bathrooms and leaving their jizz wherever. He said, hashtag ask Breakman, why did you move on from shitting and not flushing?
Why'd you have to jerk in his bathroom, Breakman? Come on, man.
I decided to never talk to Freak ever again.
You know,
what?
He's crossed the line here.
Oh, Bernie says I can kiss his neck. No, you can't. She says I'm a sexual harasser. Really, Frank? Whips and chains? No, don't. Just pretend I didn't say that, Bernie. Go play Jurassic Park some more. Damn it. Anyways,
leather
I'm sorry.
And metal. There you go.
Leather, man. interesting conversation I had with Freak 5 last night, ranging from politics to this story.
Jizzing at work. At work.
Yes.
Like, what the? Who?
Yes.
Who jerks off at work? Unless you work at a porn shop.
Yeah, I'm going to have Freak on, Freak 5 on to tell the story, because it's an all-timer, man. You guys got to hear this shit, man. So Bernie says she's not. Bernie says she is forgetting about that. So, all right, Bernie, thank you for forgetting that. That's cool. But yeah, Freak 5 is going to have to get on.
Dear the audience, grinders. That's not what she said.
Well, Freak 5's not in there, so I can't, like, mangle his comments. I'll just mangle Bernie's. So, next time Freak 5 has a Friday off, we'll have Freak 5 to explain the whole jizz in the bathroom thing. And It's an all-timer, guys. We laughed.
You can't even fucking flush? Like, what an asshole.
Exactly. All right, Breakman. Anything else?
I mean, for one, like, I've never... jerking off at work. Like, the bathrooms are fucking gross there. Like, somebody walk in might see you through the crack, or, I mean, or you might see some dude through the crack. Like, then you're staring at some dude where you're jerking off. Like, what's going on? Like, he's washing his hands and minding his own business, and you're... objectifying him because you're a sick bastard who jerks off.
I told Freak Five, I was like, doesn't he do what everybody does and like jerk directly into the toilet? You know, that way it's like sanitary. You know what I'm saying?
You're gonna have to get him on to explain himself why he's the one out of his work and then trying to frame me.
It's ridiculous. I agree, man. I told him the same thing. I was like, this is your story, isn't it, Freak Vibe? But Bernie says, I am perfectly relaying her comments. So there you go. I'm perfectly relaying Bernie's comments in chat. And that's exactly what she said.
Breakman notes, he is not, in fact, perfectly relating it. This sounds like another Sanders talking
and
right now.
And Breakman is exiled. Just to let you know. All right.
A certain wicked witch we all know.
All right. Anything else, Breakman?
Yes. He was actually, Freak Five was corrected by Bernie, who said it's Dear Breakman. Thank you very much.
Yes. It's not Ask Breakman, it's Dear Breakman.
It's Dear Breakman, yes.
Yeah.
Get it correct. Get with the program, goddammit.
Yeah.
If you're nasty jizzing at work, I'm like, seriously, can't you work till you get home, man?
Yeah,
I mean, do you have no self-control? Like, you couldn't have a little self-control. Do you have to be fucking jacking off in a dirty bathroom at work?
You know, speaking of jacking off, guys, I just found out that they have a Nightmare on Elm Street porn parody. I just found that out today. Yeah. Oh, look at this. Freak Five is in chat. He says it looks like he showed up at the right time. Also, Bernie says that she exiles herself. And thanks, Break. So there you go.
Well, she did. You got half of that right. Now, I'll let the audience guess with half.
Okay, that's fair enough. Can't listen, but I have a story to share. He says,
"Is it about Captain Jizz King?"
Yes.
I mean, if ever about Captain Jizz King, because that's the only thing that matters right now.
Yeah.
I'm calling him Captain Jizz King because I don't know what else to call him.
Okay, at least it's not Jazz Hands King. It's Jizz King. That's I don't know. That might be more appropriate, man. He can't hear.
He's dildo fingers for some reason.
Oh, yes. This porn parody has dildo fingers. Yes. Yes. If you look up, it's called
Edward Fucker Hands. I mean,
no. This it's a Nightmare on Elm Street parody. I think it's called.
No, but it might as well be.
It's called Wet Dreams on Elm Street. Wet Dream on Elm Street. Just look that up, man. I was shocked, and apparently it's a good point.
Considering that Freddy was supposed to be a pedophile, this is kind of in bad taste.
Oh yeah, he's telling the story in chat. We need him to be on the show.
He said he can't. He says doesn't have. I don't think he has access to call on us because he can't. He can't listen right now.
Yeah, so, I'm.
So even if we're telling him, I guess we could tell him in chat to call in.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell him. Let's see, to be on the real story at some point. We have anything else in Dear Breakman?
Yeah. Let's do that while he's finishing up his story, because I don't want to like start reading the story and then we're all sitting there waiting for it.
Yeah, I know.
Well, the next question comes from Glitterina, and you know what I don't see here, Frank?
What?
From Glitterina? I believe we said last week we needed proof and evidence and stuff, and we need some clarification on these questions that she asked last week, and I don't see any of that here.
Yeah, I was calling you out, Glitterina. If you're listening, which I know you probably aren't, fucking bitch.
I know she asked the questions, doesn't care what we have to say about them.
Fucking bitch.
Yeah, whatever.
I mean,
I'll give him something to do.
I just say it how it is. Glitterina is being a bitch. I mean, she should fucking listen to the show to get the answers. I mean, wouldn't you say that, Breakman?
I am not participating in this conversation. That was all Frank. You can send all your complaints to at Frank Branches on
Twitter. No, I have it right here, Breakman. You said, I need to read this on the air. It says, Glittering is a bitch for not being here and listening to the questions that we so generously answer for her. Signed, Breakman. So I'm just reading what you sent me, dude. I mean, you know.
That is what's known as fake news. this comes from Glitterina 723. She said simply, vegetables or fruits. I don't know why you're calling us what that, dude. Who's a fruit and who's a vegetable? What are you trying to say? Yo, what is that? Is that a gay slur? Is that what's going on here?
Yeah.
Is this about like what food we like more?
Oh, food. Oh, my bad.
I like I like Breakman's idea. We're gonna do this both ways. We're gonna pick between.
No, I probably eat more veggies than I do fruits, but that's just because I typically don't buy a lot of fruit or vegetables.
We're gonna do this.
And if I get vegetables, it's usually part of a sandwich.
We're gonna do this both ways, Breakman. We're gonna answer the question straight up. Do you like fruits or vegetables better? But we're gonna ask what each other is in real life. So in other words, Breakman is fruit. And so is Eric, and I am vegetable. So that just settles everything right there.
So what's a vegetable? I know what a fruit is at this point. So what's a vegetable? Is that
a strong, like very good looking, slim in the waist, pretty in the face, you know, type person with intelligence?
No, I'm pretty sure it's somebody in bestiality.
With intelligence and wisdom beyond, you know, their years, and very good looking. That's the definition of vegetable.
Frank's a 500-year-old onion.
How dare you? How dare you? I didn't say specifically which vegetable, you son of a bitch. You know what Eric would be? That's too good. He would be the grapes of the fruit world, and Breakman would probably be. Breakman would probably be the cherries, and I like them both, so that's why, you know, I did you guys justice. I would be like...
I think of myself more of an apple.
Well, yeah, I could see that too.
Which apple?
Yeah, which apple? Is it the Gala? Is it the...
I think, like a Honeycrisp apple.
No, I think you're more of like a Granny Smith apple. You know, like kind of... Kind of tart.
No, I'm more of a Golden Delicious apple.
Okay, we'll give you the Gala apple then. Jesus, man.
What? Jesus.
I've never heard of that apple.
Gala? Gala apples are good, man. Gala apples are all super right. good.
I mean, if they're not as good as like a Fuji apple or something.
Fuji really apples like. Are the best. I agree. Fuji, to me, Fuji and Granny Smith apples are the top of the chain.
Are they apples that were grown in Mount Fuji?
Yeah, exactly. They were grown on the volcano.
Yes, that's exactly why they're named that.
All right, let me give you a quick rundown of Freak Story. He says,
"Well, hold on, I'm not actually done."
Oh, with I'm sorry. Here, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Because we actually got somebody else to respond, and I say fruit. By the way, I like them both, but I prefer fruits. From at Ranasita. Ranasita. Veggies. I never really cared for fruits all that much.
Yeah.
Bernie has a video game question. What's the R3? It's the button below the left analog stick, or the right analog stick.
No. R3, you push the right stick.
You push it in the stick. Yeah,
push in the right stick. She's playing Jurassic World Evolution, that kind of Jurassic Park sim game. Push the right stick in. Bernie.
Similarly, for L3, you push the left stick.
Yeah, and L3 is the left stick. Yeah.
I kind of, sometimes I liked it, that in games. Other times I freaking hate it. Like, when you accidentally hit it when you're not trying to. Like, you're trying to snipe and you hit that.
Or
and
they'll make that
suddenly
button,
your pistol whip and like, what the f-?
They'll make that button the sprint button, and then you'll stop.
But you're trying to sneak through something, and all of a sudden you're running through. I'm like,
Yeah. You have to, I mean... On the PlayStation controller, it's not that as bad as the – I noticed that on the Xbox controller, like hitting the right – the R3 on the Xbox controller is a lot easier than on the PlayStation for some reason. I don't know why that is, but yeah. Anything else, Break?
No, we can finally
– Okay. Bernie says thanks for telling us what the R3 button is. She also says Frank's my sexy veggie, probably in the eggplant variety, I'm guessing. But anyways, all right, let me relay this Freak 5 story, and then we'll have him on at some point to talk about it. But here's the story. He got to work yesterday. His sister told him that someone's been jerking off in the bathroom and leaving jizz on the floor, as Brakeman pointed out. I thought it was a one-time thing. We were making jokes about it. Turns out it's been happening a lot. The guard has been reviewing the video to find out who it is. He thinks he knows who it is and is going to try and catch him white-handed. He said, yeah, the
sticky fingers.
It's hamburger, and he's been jerking off with the burgers.
Oh, God, gross, man. How to make something even worse than what it is, starring Eric.
they caught him red-handed.
Yeah, they caught him white-handed, more like it. Freak said, LOL, season 3 of American Vandal, the Jizzergeist. A couple of guards do think the place is haunted. Oh, boy. Whoever did it struck again today. I was by the bathroom, then the janitor was cleaning it before the jizz happened. See, it is Freak 5. He's incriminating himself. He's got a
spot. Yeah, right now I have two suspects, Freak 5 and the janitor. It's one of these two.
The security guard walked in, looked at the floor of one of the stalls, and said, "Looks good." Ugh. 30 minutes later, there was jizz on the floor. It's been hilarious last couple of days of work. We'll have to have you on Freak 5. Yeah,
hilarious for the guy who has to clean up the jizz on the floor.
Oh, man.
Oh, I'm sorry about his luck.
I'm going to tell Freak 5 in chat. We just relayed the story. We think the suspects are him, Freak 5, are you, I should say. You and the janitor. That's what we came up with, because we're, you know, detectives and all.
What, they did it together is what you're saying?
That could be. That there could be a little twist. You just
This is like the first Scream where you're expecting one murder and all of a sudden it's two.
You just revealed the twist. You just revealed the twist as both of them. Oh, man, that's funny, man. All right. Anything else, Break?
No, we're done.
Okay, wow. Okay, so let's move on to...
Inquiring minds want to know.
Freak is lying to us. Freak is
That's
lying to us.
That's what this inquiring mind wants to know.
He just admitted in chat that it was him, but not to tell anybody. That's what he said in chat. Inquiring minds want to know what you've been playing, Breakman. So what have you been playing?
Mostly the pre-sequel and South Park, but the pre-sequel just been me doing like the horde mode over and over again, really just trying to get better weapons.
Yeah, did you finish the campaign on that, or are you still kind of working on
it? No,
that?
I finished it.
Oh, yeah.
I finished the campaign. Yeah. I was doing the DLC. There's one, or actually there's a couple DLC bosses I need to fight yet, but like I said, I was trying to get better weapons.
Yeah.
Once I get some awesome weapons, I'll go in there.
Bernie said she's playing Jurassic World, and she just got a trophy. That's like her first trophy ever. So congratulations, Bernie. You got a trophy on the PlayStation Network. Yay. So there you go. All right. Well, awesome. So you're just enjoying the horde mode break, man? Yo, break. Did we lose break?
Sorry, I hit the mute button. I do.
All right, cool.
It's good. I'm fine.
Yeah. Are you excited for Borderlands 3?
I'll get it eventually.
Yeah. You're kind of like me. You're like, wait for a sale and then pick it up. Ugh, had to clean it again, and it says birthday. I feel bad for the janitor.
I know, there's way more of this story he's going to have to tell us. Like, this is ridiculous. Yeah. Who does that?
Yeah, Freak 5 said the director of the facility stepped up as a boss. He told the janitor, "You're not paid to clean that," and the director cleaned it up. That is... Man, that's going above and beyond, because isn't the definition of a janitor's job is to clean up? Like, you know, like, I mean, that is kind of a hazardous kind of.
I don't think it's his job to clean up
Jizz.
I think that's more of a fluffer's job.
No, the fluffer causes the jizz. They're not there for cleanup, man.
Oh, you mean they just do the... I thought they cleaned up, too. Yeah. Kidding? Those fucking lazy assholes.
It actually depends, man, on what type of fluffer do you have. If you have the spit or swallow fluffers... Well, actually, they're not fluffers. They're just porn stars because...
I was going to say, that doesn't sound like a fluffer.
Fluffers just you know, they just got to do what they got to do to make the action go, you know, without the end result, if you know what I'm saying.
Wow. Maybe it's his fetish, he says. It's his fetish to jack off in a dirty bathroom at work, watch it through the crack. Hoping nobody catches him.
He actually brought up.
I hope somebody doesn't drop something and have to look under the stall.
Yeah, I wish.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I wish. Yeah. I actually wish Freak Five was here to talk about this. We talked about it over the PlayStation last night. But his theory is like he gets off on people like laughing about it, like talking about it after the fact. You know what I mean? Like you know, literally like gets off on that.
So they're laughing about it and he's sitting there jerking off at his desk too. Like,
Yeah, he's like listening and he's like, ooh, you know, like, I need to go back to the bathroom. It's so stupid. I told Freak Five, like, I know I told you guys this earlier, but I told Freak Five, I was like, why doesn't he just do what everybody does and just jizz in the toilet itself? I'm just kidding. I never jizz in a fucking toilet. That's just, you know, cleanup. I think cleanup would be easier, but I guess that's the whole fetish, I guess. Have someone else clean your jizz, I guess. Ugh. Anyways. All right. By the way, the name of this episode is going to be Five Finger Dildo. You know, Dildo Fingers. That's going to be the title of this episode. All right, Eric. What have you...
Your jizz,
thanks. Five Dildo Finger Discount.
Yeah, Five Dildo Discount. All right, Eric, what you been playing?
I've been playing more Legend of Detective Mysteria. I'm not as much as I wish I could have, but because I'm still kind of crawling, because I'm still playing other things, but once those get done, I'm just going to just dive right into it. But other than that, I've played a little bit more Trails of Zero Yeah, I played a little bit more Bloodstained, but just to goof around on the PS4 version for a bit. Just to test with Frank, his headset.
Yeah, yeah.
And some Salt and Sanctuary on the Switch.
Yeah, Salt and Sanctuary is, I think, an underrated game, man. That's.
I think it came out on Xbox Live, like, not too long ago, or Xbox One.
Break, if you get a chance to get, I don't know if you already have Salt and Sanctuary, but you should get Salt and Sanctuary and tell me what you think of it. I think it's a pretty good, like, what would you say, Eric, like a Metroidvania Dark Souls thing?
Yeah. The only big problem I have with it, I'm surprised they haven't updated the game to fix this, is the lack of a map system.
Yeah, that's true.
There's a perfectly good select button on the Switch or whatever the button is corresponds to the other consoles, but it should be used for the map, but it doesn't do anything.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, let's see. I've been playing, of course, Marvel Puzzle Quest. I played and finished.
I'm thinking on the PC, the game has a mod that you can get that probably puts a map in.
Yeah.
Oh, do they have a mod that lets you jack off in the bathroom at work?
Oh,
well,
man.
You can pretend it's all this jizz.
Even when Freak Five isn't here, he's here. You know what I mean, Breakman? Like, right. Oh man, that story. You guys have to listen to him like tell it because it's an all-timer story, man. I want to know the conclusion of that story for sure because that shit's actually really disgusting. Can you imagine like walking into a bathroom and you see that on the floor? I mean, that's kind of like I would consider that a hazard, wouldn't you guys? Like honestly,
it can be. Like, I think they because of STDs and stuff, they can consider it like without knowing if they have one, but they can consider it hazardous material.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I was thinking too. Like, and I mean, this is a far-fetched scenario, but what if somebody did that and somebody didn't know? And they, like, stepped on it and they slipped because, like, the viscosity of that shit is, you know, obviously, like, really slippery. Like, you know, would, I mean, if somebody were to step on that and slip and fall, maybe hit their head, and oh man, that it just it's kind of a problem. it's like a real problem.
How do you explain that at the hospital? Like, what happened? Well, I walked into the bathroom and some jackass jerked off on the floor. I fucking tripped on it, and yeah. Here I am.
Yeah. Oh, can you imagine like the Christmas party, like the conversation surrounding that whole mystery, and it's like a big whodunit, you know? Like, so stupid, man. All right. Let's see. I played MPQ. I played Observer, and I finished it. I'll have a review in just a second. And I played a little bit of a game called Unravel, which is actually really kind of cool. It's an EA game, which I don't normally give EA credit because, you know, fuck them. But Unravel is a pretty decent game, man, from what I played so far. So it's got some different mechanics. You play as like a yarn, kind of like a yarn character. I don't even know how to explain it, but and you kind of unravel as you go, and you have to pick up more yarn to keep going. So it's an interesting concept. I'm looking forward to playing more of that and you know, stuff like that. I played a little bit of Bloodborne. Bloodborne is, ooh, it's so hard, man. I mean, obviously I tried this time, like the first time I played Bloodborne, I got killed by the werewolf in like 2 seconds. The first like beast that you run up against. And, I tried this time to be real crafty and like, 'cause I know you can actually beat that first wolf, but I couldn't do it again, man. I tried really hard because I think there's an achievement for it, but whatever. So let's why don't we do this? Why don't we get right into reviews?
RP Grinders reviews.
All right, I'm gonna go ahead and do my review. I think you already do that, Hunter x Hunter?
Yeah, that's old.
Okay. I got – Brake, did you have any reviews? I didn't see anything on your
– No.
Okay. I got a few reviews, so I'll go ahead and go through them as quickly as I can. I mentioned Observer. Observer's an interesting game. Rutger Hauer voices the main character, and they use his likeness. It's – at first I thought it was kind of a Blade Runner kind of edgy, you know, Blade Runner-esque type game. And what it boils down to is – and I was interested, right? I mean, because the minute that somebody says Rutger Hauer and Blade Runner, I'm instantly interested. But it basically centers around Rutger Hauer's character. He's a detective with some cybernetic enhancements that is trying to figure out where his son is. And, you know, it's like a murder mystery type deal, and you kind of got to follow the trail. And you have some interesting mechanics. You can change your vision to kind of a bio vision, so you can detect blood and whatnot. And it's not
– That's kind of cool.
It is cool. And it sounds cool on paper, right? But I'll get to the problems in just a second, Break, man.
That's sad.
Yeah, man.
Those are the kind of – I guess those are kind of the worst, the ones that sound really good.
Yeah.
So they get you excited, and you play them, and it's like,
And when you first play it, when you very first play it, you're like, wow, this is an edgy game, which later on we'll talk more about edgy games in the free-for-all. But, on paper, this sounds really great. Like, you have this mode where you can check out, like, bio material, like, you know, organic material. And you have another mode that's more of an electronic kind of mode where you can detect, like, where to push buttons electronically, like, you know, electronic signals, basically. Like,
can you detect jizz?
Well, maybe with the bio one you could. This guy would have probably solved that mystery really quick, man, because like you can detect blood. Why wouldn't you be able to detect jizz? You know what I'm saying? But the problem and you go along and it's like a mystery and there's a couple inherent problems. Like when you're in, first of all, the world is kind of washed out, right? At first you're like, wow, this is a really cool, edgy kind of Blade Runner world, right? Super cool. And then you get into the apartment complex where you spend the majority of your time in the game, and everything looks fucking washed out. So when you're in, especially the first apartment you get in, I had no clue what the fuck to do. I mean, I did everything in my power to figure out like how to get the, and I spent literally an hour inside this apartment trying to figure out how the fuck to get out of this apartment. And to be honest with you, I still don't know how the fuck I got out of the apartment, but I got out of it. But the problem, the inherent problem with this game is the I don't know if it's the color palette or the lighting, because it's a pretty dark video game, but there's just too much washed outness. And then if you tried to change modes, there's also a night vision mode, which is actually kind of helpful in a lot of spots and will help you navigate this apartment complex. But when you're in the other modes, I mean, everything's washed out. You see very little organic material at times. Every once in a while it does, you know, help you out a little bit. The electronic mode kind of helps you out a little bit as well. But it's just everything blends together and it's so washed out in this apartment complex. You have no idea which way is which sometimes. And it's just it gave me a headache, to be honest with you. And I don't.
So you're saying all the money was spent on Rutger?
I believe that a lot of the money was spent on Rutger Hauer. And by the way, Rutger Hauer's performance is not very good in spots. It at times it sounds like he's kind of phoning it in, like it was just a paycheck for him. And that's really sad because I'm a huge Rutger Hauer fan. I loved Hobo with the Shotgun. I love The Hitcher. I love Blade Runner. And his performance in all of those movies is always on point. He, you know, there are even other movies where he's actually really good, but the movie's bad, like Dracula. What was it? Dracula 2000, I think he was in, and he was, you know, he was good, but the movie sucked. Yeah, it was a terrible movie, but he's always good in almost every role. But I don't think now voice acting is where he should be, because he just, at points it did sound like he phoned it in, which is another small issue I had with the game. But the other issue I have with the game is like a shift in tone. Like, you're going around and there's scary moments in the game. And, you know, you're like, oh, wow, that's scary. And it's kind of cool, you know. But there gets to a point where you get to a point and there's this, like, jarring, like, basically you have to stealth past this monster. And it's really fucking jarring, because up to that point, you don't have to do that. There are mechanics in the games that make the game scary without having to stealth. And it's not...
Oh, that's another bullshit thing, yeah. When a game suddenly changes mechanics.
Yep.
I hate that.
Yep.
What the hell is this game going off with that? I just need a check mark list here and just, yep, hate that.
Yep.
Hate that.
Yep.
Hate that too.
Yep.
I think I gave the game an 8.5.
Yeah, it's good, but it's not great. And I...
Really? Like, it sounds like a 2 to me from what you guys are saying.
No, no, it's not a 2. It's definitely not a 2. I'll give you my score at the end, but I mean, the end of the game is actually really good, and you can go 2 ways with it. I did it one way, and but I just don't feel the need to go back and replay that game to get the second ending. I'd rather just watch it on YouTube and be done with it. But because it's not a game that I would want to revisit. You know what I mean? It's not one of those games that you're like, oh, that was profound, and now I want to play it again, because of like the tone shift. And the washed out fucking, you know, visual nature of it. I think it's a good game. I don't think it's great. I'm going to give it a 6.5 out of 10. I give it slightly less than what Eric gave it. But it's worth playing. And, you know, it's worth buying cheap on the cheap now. I think you can get it south of $10 now, which is good. I don't see the need to get a version on the Switch, though. I think it's just above average. I think it's above average to good. It's not great, but you know, if you want kind of a Blade Runner washed out kind of look, then it might be your game. It's a good mystery with a decent story. It's tonally shifts, like the game mechanics just shift a little bit too much for me at a certain point. It's not like it's the hardest game in the world. I mean, if I can beat it, anybody can beat it. But there was a steep like boom, you have to stealth past this certain point in the game, and those mechanics pop up again in the game a couple of times, and it kind of ruins the flow of the game. You know what I'm saying, Breakman? Like,
yeah.
Like it just totally like shuts you down. So yeah, 6.5 is the best that I could get, Observer, and I wanted to really, really like that game, and I couldn't put it in the great category. It's just average to good to me. But next I'm going to do a real quick recap of a movie trilogy called The Gates of Hell Trilogy by Lucio Fulci. If people don't know who Lucio Fulci, he's kind of known as the godfather of gore. And he did this Gates of Hell trilogy that kind of, you know, basically what it says, like each movie has to do with the gates of hell. And the first one was City of the Living Dead. Tonally, it's got the gore that Fulci is known for. And it's a pretty decent movie. I'm giving that one a 7 out of 10 because the story's decent. It basically centers around, I kind of get them all mixed up, but, if I remember correctly, City of the Living Dead was, the story of a portal in Louisiana being closed and the gates of hell, and then it being reopened and kind of just leaves you hanging for the next. They're not direct sequels, but they're definitely gory. I mean, it's got that old school, like, bite somebody in the neck, pull the actual flesh off, and you can see everything, lots of blood type of thing. And it's not for everybody. If you're not into gore, you're not going to like Lucio Fulci, but he definitely was important in the horror genre. The Beyond was the second, and in my opinion, the best of the series. I give it a 9 out of 10. Basically has to do with another gate of hell in a different city being opened and left open with zombies and fucking demons. And it's actually pretty well done. The cinematography on it is top notch. And the transfer, like the high definition transfer for a early 1980s movie is fantastic. I saw it on Shudder. You can watch all of these on Shudder, by the way. And all the endings kind of leave you kind of like think, you know, it's got, they all have endings that make you think, and I'm not going to ruin any of the endings for you. House by the Cemetery finishes the trilogy, and of course it's got the Lucio Fulci gore element to it, but it's a very methodical movie. It's not quite as kind of action oriented, but it's good, and it takes a little while to build up, but there's a end sequence that's really, really good. So that's that one's going to get a good 7.5 out of 10 from me. So overall, the series is really good. I if you're a fan of horror and early horror and you can stand the gore, I highly recommend watching the Gates of Hell trilogy. They're what they call giallo movies, and the reason they're called giallo movies is they used to have these books that were horror oriented, along the lines of, like, you know, Tales from the Crypt and stuff like that in Italy, and they all had yellow covers, thus giallo for yellow. So there you go. 7.5 to 8 for the trilogy as a whole, and the shining example is The Beyond. So if you get a chance to watch them, if you're a fan of horror, then make sure you do so. Did anybody else have a review this week? Mm-mm. Yeah. All right. Does anybody have a heiscapade by chance? Brake, do you have a heiscapade this week?
No, I have no heiscapades. I have no sweetos.
What? No, nothing to note? Well,
no.
If you don't have a sweeto, maybe you'll have.
Ah, what is it?
Stinko of the week.
All right, Brake Man, give us your stinko of the week.
Where do I start? I've got a billion of them.
Oh, boy.
Let me see here. My first stinko I give to, earlier in this week, once again, Trump was accused of rape by somebody. And that's not a surprise or anything like that. But my stinko goes to Nancy Pelosi, who once again sits on her hands and does nothing.
Yeah. I mean, that's the status quo as it is for the DNC, man. Especially in Congress, man, they're pretty worthless.
Everybody, there are so many people calling for impeachment. Like, he's accused of rape again. If that isn't impeachment worthy, what the fuck is?
It's not so much that it's impeachment and worthy, Breakman. It's impeachment inquiry worthy. Like, you got to at least fucking explore it. You know what I mean?
She's like clamping down on any talks of it.
Yeah.
And her strategy is because she's going to wait and then he's going to get sued once he's out of office. Well, what if he gets reelected, bitch?
Yeah, exactly. I totally agree with you, Breakman. That's why if you're Nancy Pelosi's district, I mean, it's important to vote her ass out when 2020 comes around because she's shown her weakness time and time again. I don't know how she got to be speaker again, man. She is one of the worst. And people say that she's a master legislator, more like a masterpiece of shit. You know what I mean? Like, I agree with you, Brake Man. What else you got?
Okay. Well, that was one. I've got two for Nancy Pelosi because yesterday she decided to sign with Mitch McConnell.
What a shocker that is.
Like, wow. This bipartisan bill, like, she basically gave Mitch McConnell whatever, everything he wanted. Like, the guy's a scumbag, and once again, you're just... And his boss was accused of rape, and he's going to do everything he can to defend his boss, and...
Yeah.
And you just, like, okay, whatever. Like, this isn't about us, this is about the kids and stuff like that. So you're gonna put the kids in the hands of what Donald Trump and his cronies want?
Yeah, yeah. I couldn't agree with you more. Mitch McConnell's the worst. That's another one that needs to be out in 2020, man. Like literally, somebody primary these fucking people, because it's getting to the point of ridiculousness. This is why I want Bernie in office, man, because he said publicly that he's going to shame these type of people. And if you're not going to get on board with some of the progressive things that are going on, you know, some of the things that Bernie wants, then he will go to your state and fucking, you know, call you out on it. And that alone should, you know, ship people to do the right fucking thing. And if not, you're going to get voted out. Mitch McConnell's definitely one of them, man. He is. I think he's an all-timer just like Pelosi, man. Like, he is one of the worst of the worst.
Yeah. You know? It's sad. Like, I don't know what else to say about that. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and move on. Speaking of sad.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, not a surprise. Like, I had, like, fingers crossed, a little hope that something might happen, even to the point where I gave it a sweet-o that the Epstein case was being reevaluated, but... You know, of course, it's being reevaluated by the DOJ, and it basically is whatever Trump wants. So, I mean, unfortunately, we should have known that even though laws were broken, like, flagrantly laws were broken, there's no, like, you're not allowed to question them, and the victims who were lied to are not owed apologies or anything. Like, it's just, you're kidding me. Like, how can anybody... protect that.
Yeah.
And speaking of, like, protecting him, his lawyer, Alan Dershowitz, who was also a rapist, who is accused by several of the women who were also raped by Epstein because he liked to pass them out to his friends because he's a sick fuck.
Yeah.
And who included Bill Clinton and Donald Trump, by the way.
Yes, you're absolutely correct. If you want to know more on that, look up Death Op Eaters on Twitter, and they've got tons of articles to clear up that. Everything that Breakman just said, 100% accurate.
We're not trying to spread any conspiracy theories or anything else. Like, he was federally convicted. He was convicted of molesting kids.
Yes.
And like, basically was given, like, this slap on the wrist sentence where he was given
release.
6 days work release. Yeah.
Work release.
And like, then he was allowed to stay in his billion-dollar mansion, you know, however much it costs. He's a billionaire. But I mean, like we said before, he's being protected because the names of the people he could bring down and such like that. But we all know those people, and still, like, the Pizzagate people, for instance, they want to proliferate Pizzagate, which has been disproven and stuff like that, but they won't say anything about, like, Jeffrey Epstein and how he's gotten away with rape after rape after rape after rape.
It's sickening when you read these articles, Breakman. I've read article after article, and you know, you make your own judgment, but, you know, based on the amount...
He's convicted. There's no question whatsoever. There's no alleged or anything. Yep. He was convicted of raping girls.
Yes.
I believe the estimated number in that case was like 40.
Yep.
At this point, like, but there are believed to be hundreds.
Yeah, and it's sickening when you find out, you know, the amount of friends, quote unquote friends, that were.
Yeah,
I even hate to say this, but he had a private jet, and they kind of nicknamed it
the pedo plane,
the pedo plane, but the Lolita Express. How sick is
that? Oh yeah, that, like, too. Sorry, I call the pedo plane's what it was called. Everybody, you're right. Yeah. I'm sorry.
No, it's all good, man. What else you got? Anything else?
So let me see, continue my stinkos. I have a sick cat. I'm just not going to get into too much detail, but
sorry about that.
Get her to the hospital earlier today, and I got her, give her medicine and stuff, but she's not eating. Hopefully it's with the medicine. This is just going to pass and she'll be okay.
Yeah, I hope, man. Godly, I hate that, man. Pets are such an integral part of your life, man, and it just sucks when they get sick, man. That's Bernie and I were talking about like having pets, and I don't want to for so many reasons, but one of the reasons is, you know, I want to go on vacations and I don't want to have to worry about them. The other is, you know, it's heartbreaking when they get sick and they die, man. You know, and it's
yeah,
just,
they have such short lifespans. Yeah, so many of them do.
Yeah, I can't do it anymore, man. I love animals to death, but I don't want to go through the heartbreak again, man. It's so hard. It's so they're family members to a point. Yeah. You know, it just sucks.
She's getting some medicine after the show. She got a couple shot or like I think 3 shots today.
Yeah.
And they drew blood and like just
yeah. Poor. It sucks, man. It just sucks. What else you got, man? Anything else?
So I had that, and the only reason let me rephrase this. I left, and the only reason I didn't is because I had to go see her. I left the hospital where my dad was rushed to ICU again this morning. So.
Oh man. Oh no.
So that's loved one, and that's just. So those are all my Stinkos, and that's why I don't have any Sweetos, because it's Stinko after Stinko, and I could come up with actually several more. I just want to move on.
Yeah.
So
well, you know,
that's why I just want to drink right now. He needs to sleep tonight, and he's after his dialysis. He needs to sleep and recover.
Yeah, it's all about rest, man. All about rest. Well, I guess.
I'm trying not. I don't want to like. I don't know.
I'm going to give you a Sweeto before we get to the Sweetos break, man. You made it to the show. That's a definite Sweeto with all that you've been through in the past couple weeks, man. And I commend you for it, dude. That's really cool, man. So,
well, speaking of what I've been through, what about you?
I got one. Eric, I didn't see anything on your Stinko. Did you have a Stinko this week?
No.
Okay. This was a story that I thought was fucking weird, but it makes sense in the grand scheme of things. But a pregnant woman got charged with manslaughter by being shot. So what happened was, I don't know if it was her husband. I can't find the article now, but her other half, her male companion, whether it was her boyfriend or her husband, shot a pregnant woman. And not only did he get all the charges dropped, but she got charges on her for manslaughter because she lost the baby that her husband / boyfriend, whatever, shot her and killed the baby. So now she's being tried for manslaughter and could get up to 20 years for being shot and the baby dying. And I can't remember where it was, but it was one of these new, you know, abortion miscarriage laws that they have. It's been kind of a rash of things going on in like Georgia, Alabama, Missouri, I think is another one. And I believe Ohio tried something like that too, right? Like to kind of protect like, you know, or kind of make it illegal to have abortions or close to illegal, as close as you can get. So yeah, this woman is standing trial for someone else shooting her. And her losing the baby. So apparently it's her fault that she got shot and her fault the baby died. And she may go to jail for 20 years if these people have their way. And prosecutors aren't nice. They're not going to give this woman a break just because, you know, she was pregnant. And, you know, so that's my stink of the week. That's the world we're living in right now. Pregnant women getting charged with manslaughter when they weren't even the one that got, you know, that shot themselves. I could see if she shot herself, maybe, but that's a fucking stretch. That's where we're at right now. That's my stink of the week, break, man. You were asking. It's I don't know what to say about it anymore, but let's move on to Sweetos.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweet of the week!
All right, Bernie says, fuck that. It's scary to be a woman. It really is, especially in certain parts of the country, Bernie. It's,
I was reading a story earlier about I forget which country it is, but it's shameful to not have a boy. So if they have girls only, yeah, they make them. Like the oldest girl dress and act like a boy.
Yep. I've heard that too.
I forget what country it was in. It's going on now, and I'm just like,
might have been Japan. Might have been Japan.
No. It was a European country, I think. Oh, okay. Yeah. Eastern European, maybe. Yeah.
I don't know. That sounds like something you'd see in a Middle Eastern country.
That
yeah.
too.
No, yeah. Yeah, it wasn't Middle Eastern. It was European. of some sort. Yeah. Eastern European, maybe.
That's kind
of maybe I'm wrong. It wasn't an Asian country, though. I know that for sure.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong. Still, I shouldn't say for sure.
Yeah.
I know I read this story though. I can't remember.
It's just like the story that I gave. I couldn't find the story, but look it up, man. It's absolutely true. This woman's getting charged with manslaughter, and it's a fucking travesty, man. And I don't understand. I feel so bad for the woman. And prosecutors don't give a fuck about you. They just give a fuck if they can get a conviction or not. That's what they predicate everything on, and that's. That's really ridiculous, but I guess Sweeto is Cabana won the district attorney race in Queens, which is kind of cool. I mean, she's a progressive. And
I got a lulz.
Okay, go for it, Eric.
The Final Fantasy TV live action TV show is coming.
Live action TV show? That might be interesting. Is it Japanese or?
I don't think so.
English. Wow, that might be interesting. I'd be down to watch it.
Based on Final Fantasy 14. And
14? That's weird.
2020. It's coming out in 2020. And no real details, but apparently Square Enix is going to work with Sony Pictures.
Okay, I mean, I'm down for it. I mean, I don't know.
And working with a few key figures at Hivemind, the producers behind the upcoming Witcher Netflix series.
Okay. I've been hearing decent things about Witcher and the production of that show. So hopefully that show will be good and parlay us into a good Final Fantasy. I don't know the plot to 14. Maybe somebody out there can kind of school me on the plot because I don't play online MMORPGs, but I guess it's decent. It's doing gangbusters, so you know, hopefully the narrative is okay and good enough to spawn a series. I'd be down to watch it because I always think the worlds of Final Fantasy are fairly interesting. Even the world of Final Fantasy 13, and you know, they're all interesting in their own ways. Not all of them are great, I'd like to see something with 10 or maybe 6 or 4 or, you know, 9 even. 9 would be an interesting series. I'm kind of curious to why they chose 14, but whatever. All right. My Sweetos.
I don't know much about the game, but I do know there is a side quest where you have to investigate jizz. It's true. You got to find out who did it.
In bathrooms or just in general?
I it was an outhouse, you know. This is
oh, fantasy. Like, okay.
They
don't have like
the. What if there's a board game where you have to like, where it's like Clue, but you have to figure out who did.
It was Colonel Mustard in the sink in the kitchen. That's who it was, man. That's ridiculous, but. Frank Branch's day was on Wednesday. I had I had a shitty week overall, and I was going to put in my stinko, but I know it's really personal, but, Frank Branch's day was actually really excellent. I got a pipe, a new glass pipe, which is like one of my favorite gifts of all time, man. It's really cool. It's a real small, almost a sneak a toke pipe, but not quite that small, but it's perfect, and Bernie got it for me, and it's the best present that I think I've ever gotten.
Oh, yeah. I do have a stinko on that. That break was mentioning it. Oh, stuff in Ohio, and, like, someone was. The Ohio had some of its gun laws stripped away. Yay.
Oh, great. Even better. I mean, Ohio just gets weirder and weirder. I don't know who the
and
fuck
by
is.
By that, I mean, like, the regulations were stripped away.
Yeah.
It's Mike DeWine. He's in there, and he's enforcing his extreme religious beliefs on the rest of us.
Why don't people – do people in Ohio like, – they obviously agree with all of this. Like, what the fuck is going on there? Like,
there's a lot of –
Ohio are stupid. That's yeah. Why.
There's a lot of farmland in Ohio, so there's a lot of rural stuff.
Yeah.
The cities, for the most part – lean to the left, but like Columbus and
but
especially
they don't
Cleveland,
vote
it's the same.
But... Vote.
Yeah, but unfortunately, a lot of people just
rural vote. People vote. The other people don't vote. That's the
problem. Really shitty.
And old people vote.
This is going to sound really horrible, but why don't old people just die and then, like, the new ones just, you know, take over and just fucking vote the right way? And I'm not saying vote left all the time, because that's not always the case, yeah. You know?
I'm not trying to either, because I don't... I'm pretty moderate at this point. Like, I look at both sides, and I see things that are like, God damn it. Like, just the two-party system and money in general, like, all that shit's
gonna... Yeah, we talked about money in politics. I'm actually really left. I'm left of left, man. Like, I think the paradigm needs to shift, like, way left in order to have any change. I hate centrism, because if you're doing things in increments, it just never fucking works. We've had 40, 50 years of fucking incrementalism at best.
Also, bipartisanship is way beyond asking for that to happen, because if the other side is unwilling to compromise, then you shouldn't be bothered to try to compromise.
I agree with you 100%, Eric. That's a great point. If the right is not willing, the right never budges. The right is the way that it's sort of like... People who believe in the Bible, they never budge. You know, they never try to see the other side of things. You know,
like, and then, well, they say things like, "Oh yeah, like we accept gay people and stuff like that," but then they refuse to accept that gay conversion is, I mean, it's one of the most horrible things you can do to a gay person, right?
Yeah,
like,
torture.
Okay, you're not. Yes, we accept people who are born gay, but we're going to try and force them to not be gay.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Or you can pull a Dirty Francis, and then Dirty Francis can say stuff like, who am I to say gays would be allowed to marry? And then when no one's looking, he says he doesn't think they're legitimate family members.
Yeah, yeah.
There's two gay parents running a family. He doesn't think they're a real family.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, and it should never be that way.
The church that's supposed to be the paragon of what love should be, and open and free and stuff like that, you have a very hard time expressing it.
Here's the thing, like, there is a divide in this country.
I think that you don't know what love is, and if it bitten you in the ass, you still wouldn't know.
Yeah, that's a good point, Eric. That's a great point. I don't think people really truly know what love is, and I'll give you a great example. And there's plenty of examples.
After all, they love an invisible man who probably doesn't exist. Why would they know what love is?
Well, I mean, there's a lot to that too, Eric. But I think there's a definite divide in this country. And I'm not talking about Republican and Democrat. I mean, it tends to be that way, because Republicans have their mind a certain way. And some Democrats, I say some because most of them are fucking Republican in Democrat clothing. But... there's a definite way of thinking in this country that's pretty sad, and it does boil down to love and love of your fellow man. And I'm not trying to be, you know, sappy and say, you know, you should love everybody, because there's plenty of assholes in the world. But I truly believe that people in general are good. And if you look at what's going on at the border, I mean, Trump will frame it as a crisis, right? We all know it's not a fucking crisis. There aren't people, you know, like...
Well, you can argue that it's a crisis, but very, very different.
He's definitely turned it into one.
Yeah, I'll talk about that in a second. But his version of the crisis is that people are coming over here and raping people at this country at an alarming rate, which is patently untrue. And I saw a tweet, you know, that the immigrants are... You know, of the immigrants, there's a certain percentage that were I think it was Charlie Kirk, who's another fucking piece of shit that I'll talk about at some point on the show. But he said, well, 8 were, you know, MS-13 gang members. How the fuck do you know what affiliation a person has when they come over here, for one? You know, it's not true. Give me the fucking names of these people and which, you know, faction of MS-13 you're talking about. I'm not saying MS-13 is a made up thing, because there is such a thing as MS-13, you know, but it's not at the fucking rate that these people want to associate it with. And my, to get back to my point, we don't care about people in this country. And it's very apparent by what I've seen with my own eyes. What I've seen with my own eyes and
maybe then, maybe not.
Yeah, what I've seen with my own eyes and what even politicians have seen with their own eyes and the way it's viewed, you know. And I talked about this last week. There was a lawyer that was arguing against soap and toothbrushes and toothpaste for these kids, not even adults. Let's throw the adults out, because I guess, you know, if you want to, I think people are people.
Oh, shit. We never even talked about the adults. I mean, like, if they're not even, if the kids aren't getting soap, what are the adults not getting?
And that's a good point. And you know what? Adults are people too. And I always hate...
No, they're not.
I always hate
grown-up dinosaurs.
Yeah. I always hate the fact that kids are always coddled as this special thing in society when in reality, everybody's in the same boat. I don't value a kid's life over a senior citizen. You know what I mean? And then people will tell me, well, that person's lived their life and blah, blah, blah. I don't give a fuck. That person deserves to live longer, as long as they can, without, impunity. Like, I don't see the reason to put people in different categories. People are fucking people, you know. But let's go with kids, all right? When you see what these kids are up against, you understand why 24 of them have died. And you know the only reason that we only have that number? It's higher than 24, I hate to tell people. But the Center for Homeland Security decided that it was too embarrassing to keep those numbers. So the numbers keep rising and they don't keep track because it's, quote, embarrassing for them. And you know what? One is embarrassing.
It's embarrassing, you're not doing that fucking thing about it.
That's exactly right, Eric. And you know what else is embarrassing? One is too much. One person that dies in our custody is too much. It's too fucking much.
So, I just think I saw the grossest thing ever.
What? Yeah, the mirror?
Milk chocolate. No.
Me
milk,
to it. No, I'm just kidding.
Milk chocolate Swedish fish.
Yuck. I guess it might be okay. I mean, you got to try it before you...
Swedish fish are one of those candies that... Why do they exist? You know, like Necco wafers type candy. Like, why?
I don't mind it, but it's not, you know, it's not like my favorite thing. But maybe chocolate would add a little bit of pizzazz to it. It's like I never thought orange and chocolate would go together, but they actually do.
Wonderful.
Yeah, they actually do really go together really well. But anyways, back to my point. It is about love for your fellow man. And one part of this country does not like each other unless they look the same, act the same, and conform the same. And there's a portion of this country that actually I put myself in the other category. I actually think people in general are good. I mean, I can be a curmudgeon at times and complain about shit, and I do, and sometimes I get called out for it, but I think I'm in the other camp. Like, I look at these situations with these kids, and I can't help but feel bad. And you're right, Breakman. You bring up a very good point. What where are the adults and how are they being treated? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, it's just ridiculous. And if we can't turn that around, like, really quick, and it's not all on Trump, even though he's the facilitator of a lot of this. He's a symptom of the fucking problem. And this is what I was talking about with incrementalism. We can't be incrementalist when it comes to these type of issues. Same thing with climate change. Same thing with fucking, student debt. We can't be incrementalist anymore. We have to take drastic measures. And that's the reason why I, in particular, really like what Bernie Sanders has to say. You can call him whatever. You can think he's grumpy and all this bullshit. But the message has stayed the same consistently for 40 years, and that's enough to make me want to make this guy, to put him in office and give him a chance to do the things that somebody like Trump or Obama or anybody else that's been in office for the past fucking 30, 40 years, a chance to fucking actually get shit done, you know, because nothing has been done, and it's definitely time for change. The climate isn't going to wait for us. That's for sure. I mean, I'm sitting right here and I'm fucking sweating in Colorado. It's like it's the hottest day of the year today. It's 90. It got up to, I think, 97, 98 degrees, which is crazy here because our altitude is a little bit higher to the sun and it feels like 110 right now. But, climate change is a real thing and we've got to address things like that. And we got to just be kind to each other and think outside the box and not view these people as animals. And not view black people as animals. If you're a cop out there, black people aren't animals. Brown people are not animals. Poor people are not animals. Working class people are not animals. And we have to stop thinking in those terms. You can't just call people rapists and animals and think that it's a cool thing. Because,
unless they are, like Donald Trump.
Yeah, in specific instances, of course. But overall, The immigrants.
I know. I just wanted to point out that Donald Trump's a rapist.
He is a rapist. And hashtag Trump is a rapist. And,
I've been sure that every day I'm gonna keep going. Donald Trump is a rapist every single day.
He is a rapist. There's no
question. Because he is. Like, there's no, like, he has, what, 22 known accusations at this point?
But according to him, he's never met any of these people, even though there's receipts. You know what I'm saying?
And they laugh about this one, like, on Fox News, and the conservatives love to laugh when he says, oh, look at her, like, ah. No, like, I just don't think so. Like, that is a classic rapist move.
Yep. She's not good enough,
like,
for me.
Yeah, she's like, I would never sleep with her type thing. Like, rape is about power and having the power over somebody and being able to, you know, it get off on that power feeling, the control you have. Yeah. Of being able to do that to another human being, which is sick.
And if you
heard... you'll hear all the time about old women in nursing homes being raped and stuff. You think those people are sexually attracted to them? No, it's because they're easy targets.
Yep. They're easy targets.
And there are people, unfortunately, that don't realize that they are or who aren't necessarily the easiest targets, but even... They could even be surprised in some circumstances.
And in that case, I mean, if you heard that story, I don't know if you listen. It's hard to listen to, Breakman. But her story, I can't remember her name, but she was like an editor for Vogue or something. Yeah. It was very compelling and heartbreaking. And, you know.
And once again, his arguments, oh, come on, look at her. Look at her.
Oh, yeah. Like,
That's a classic rapist thing, and people are laughing about it. Like, look at her.
yeah.
Well, for one thing, this was like, what, 30 years ago when he did this shit?
Yep. And they say...
So she was a lot younger than even still. That has nothing to do with it.
Yep.
The fact is, like, it's just him, you know, like, trying to make the woman look bad, make the victim look bad.
Yeah, the classic thing is always blame the victim, you know, and... I feel so bad, you know. I wish there was. There's going to be no justice because he's the most powerful man in the world, and you know, unfortunately, he's going to get away with a lot, Breakman. And I have a feeling that, you know, the way the Congress is acting, it's just going to continue, and it's sickening. It really
nobody's
is.
Nobody's holding him accountable. Nobody's even trying. I warned so many people, like when it was Pelosi. Like, I just I know I keep going back to her, but she's my stinko twice this friggin' week. So I'm really aggravated with her. Like, I had so many arguments with people. Like, and on Twitter, I was getting called. You know, it was being insinuated. Like, it's just because she's a woman. Like,
go-to. It's not because she's a woman. It's because she's a woman that fails to act. That's what it's about. It's not about she's a woman. I mean, because if anybody's listened to this fucking show for the past 11 years now. I mean, they know. What's
apparently,
that?
Apparently, Pelosi passed McConnell's anti-immigration bill.
Yeah, that's what...
Was my other stinking.
Yeah,
that
was...
About that.
Yeah, I just retweeted it, so you can find out.
Ugh, she's disgusting, and she needs to go, and so does Mitch McConnell, and so does Donald Trump, but these are all fucking symptoms.
And the way it looks like it's not like a bad bill and stuff like that.
Yeah,
but
I know.
You know it's Mitch McConnell. Like, you know it's dirty.
Yep. You know? Of course, if you read into it, it's going to be dirty. But anyways, let's move on to our free-for-all, guys.
And I don't say it doesn't look like a bad bill because it does kind of – it doesn't look like a great bill. But, I mean, it looks like it's going to be trying helping people.
Yeah.
But I don't believe for a damn second.
No. That's why I said we need radical change, man. Like Trump was on the opposite side of that. He was way right. You know what I mean? Even though he had a populist message. Mm-hmm. I think Bernie's on the opposite end of that, man. He's got a populist message that I think if enacted – and that's always a big if with politicians. You can never really can you really trust a politician? But Bernie's as close as I've ever been to saying, you know what, this is the guy. I've never said that about anybody else, man. And I just hope for the country's sake that it's him. He's got a good shot. So, you know.
My thought on most politicians kind of goes with an argument I had earlier today with someone about John Wayne.
Yeah.
This is somebody like talking about, like, you know, one of these old people talking about, like, we don't have those kind of actors anymore. Like, he was a real man and that kind of stuff and like that. And I was like, he was a lawyer.
Yeah.
Like, lawyer of the scum of the earth.
Yeah, most.
I
agree.
I know. I shouldn't say all of them, but for a lot of them are. Yeah. And that is the problem with this government, is that we elect mostly lawyers to run it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's, that, I mean, again, I go back to Bernie.
Part of the problem.
I go back to Bernie, man. He's never been a lawyer. So that's one plus among many, you know. But I hope, man, we got a shot this time. I'm working my hardest. I talk about Bernie all the time. I do what I can. And, you know, he's him, and I think Tulsi Gabbard would be a great choice, you know, if not Bernie, but and maybe on the outside Warren, even though she's, you know, wishy-washy on Medicare for All, but which is my biggest issue this time around. But I don't know. People complain like Medicare for All would cost us money. No, it wouldn't. It would raise taxes a little bit, but you'd save all your fucking premiums and big-ass hospital bills that you're in debt for the rest of your fucking life. You know, I mean, it's just... It's the way to go. I mean, healthcare is the number one thing in this country. You know, I mean,
my thought is, as long as Donald Trump and his like are in office and nobody's doing anything about it, things like that, we're never going to look towards anything like that.
Yeah, if we vote them all
out, we're gonna keep going down the lane of the rich are going to keep getting richer. And the rest of us are going to continue to want.
There is a point.
And struggle.
There
and
is.
Suffer.
Yeah. There is a point in capitalism where the bubble does burst, a break, man. And I think
The thing is, like, it's been. This isn't even really capitalism. It's been twisted by these. By the rich and powerful. It's been changed.
Yeah.
Like, they've so many loopholes that they've like you've said many times, money in politics.
Money out of politics. Yep. That's exactly right. But I mean, that's a symptom of capitalism though, Brakeman.
That's a symptom of politics in general. Any and every political structure can be corrupted.
It can, but socialism is a little more tougher, dude, because
that's what socialism – that's what communism was originally supposed to be, but it was twisted into communism.
This is a misconception.
That's what countries like Russia were essentially trying to be was a socialist type country.
Yeah,
but it was twisted by people into communism.
Yeah, absolutely. You're right.
And that's the biggest weakness of any and every political structure is people.
Yeah, I agree, and I do think
every single one can be twisted and corrupted.
I agree, but I think we need kind of a hybrid of capitalism and socialism, man. Like, that's the only way to take money away from the oligarchy is to force it. You know what I mean? Like,
I think you're right about that. The only way because they are going to fight tooth and nail. Yep. No, we deserve to have the full share. We shouldn't have the 95% taxes and the 90% taxes.
Not person company be represented as a person.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, we used to tax the rich like that and they were still rich and powerful and wealthy.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So they didn't really lose anything. They just.
Yeah, they paid their share.
They weren't.
You know, I showed you.
They didn't have as many dollars as still.
Yep. Yeah.
I don't think as many dollars as what? They still had more dollars than the rest of us.
Yeah. Yeah. And I told you, I showed you that statistic a while back. It had to have been a few weeks back, Brakeman, where corporations used to pay 70% and they were never as prosperous as they were back then. You know, I mean, they were making money hand over fist, but they were paying their fair share of taxes. I mean, the rich always get richer, but in that system, I mean, that's when the American people were actually doing well for themselves. Like, they were making more money. You know, when the government is taking more from corporations than people, that's when you know shit is working. But you're right. It's all about people and greedy people, and
like
it changes.
The future of Star Trek is more hopeful than our future.
Yeah, I agree.
I've always felt that way.
Yeah. But the thing is, I mean, it can change for the better.
Can I find a way to go to that place instead?
Yeah, I know, man.
Like, the second the show starts, there's like, oh, hey, there's a guy from, like, Russia. There's a guy from Asia. Wait, there's a black woman and a white guy and an alien? Oh, yeah, this is never going to work.
Yep.
No. This isn't going to fly in America.
I know, man. But, you know, the funny thing is we are a melting pot, and I think there is hope, but it all depends on this election, man. Like, the bubble's going to burst. I'm pretty sure it's going to burst this election, and I think Bernie's got a good shot, and I hope. You know, I mean, I'm going to do my best. You know, I'm doing my part, and
I did read some story where they are, like, it seems like they've already started plotting against him. There's a section of, like, of the DNC, which is really heavily anti, like, Bernie.
They're not going to have a choice, Brakeman. If Bernie gets to 51%, which all the polls are misleading, man. You know why? Because they're like polling people with landlines. I mean, who the fuck has a landline but old-ass people?
That is one of the biggest things. But the thing is, like, those are the voters.
Yeah.
For the most part, like, the younger people notoriously haven't voted. Except for Obama.
For the
Obama
first...
got them out there to vote.
Check this out,
but
though. This is...
They were getting out there for Bernie until the DNC completely screwed him.
Yeah, I agree. He made up
and then,
a 60...
And then they gave us the worst candidate in the history of politics, the candidate who didn't want to do anything.
Yep. You know
she
that...
didn't want to do what was that thing called? Where you travel the country and you know... talk
campaign?
To people and,
campaign?
Oh, that, what is that? I don't know. It's on the tip of my tongue. You know, you're trying to get people to vote for you?
Campaign, I think is the word that you're...
Something like that, maybe,
You know, she...
Come on. Like, don't fuck us over, MDNC.
Don't do it.
Don't give us fucking Donald Trump again.
No, don't do it. Yeah, don't give us
stupidity.
Biden will definitely lose. I think Elizabeth Warren would lose. The only people I think that got a decent shot, for sure, Bernie. Bernie would fucking demolish. I was looking at projections, and based on like what happened in 2016, obviously Bernie would have won in 2016. Not a fucking chance Trump would have had. But this election, like if you just flip the three states that Hillary didn't go to, which Bernie is already fucking working on, he would have fucking landslided Trump, man. It wouldn't have even been – it's not even going to be close. Bernie is a shoe-in. Biden will lose. Buttigieg would lose. Beto O'Rourke would lose.
This country's definitely not ready for a gay president. It's just we've seen the last like just – 3 years, basically, 2.5 years of under Trump, like how, and just like because of Trump, like the bigotry has just flown freely, right?
Yeah,
you know,
the problem with
a lot of stuff that we thought was gone, and just definitely not.
The problem with Buttigieg is not the fact that he's gay. The problem with Buttigieg is that he's a terrible politician, and just look at South Bend. He is a fucking atrocious candidate, man. He should drop out immediately.
No, I think the religious right will just unify and we're not gonna have the center in there, you know.
It's not about him being gay. I'm telling you, dude, he's just a terrible candidate. He's like, he's got elements of Hillary Clinton and a lot of racism, and it just doesn't work. Like, it's not gonna work.
I don't know, it worked for Hillary. If she went out and campaigned, I think she would have won.
How did that work out for her?
She didn't, is what I'm saying. If she had gone out and campaigned, especially in the states that she just assumed she was going to win, like Wisconsin, which she didn't because she didn't go there and didn't talk to anybody, you know, she didn't even try.
Yeah.
If we were to go back in time and she was to say, actually go out and campaign, do you think she would have lost?
Yeah, I really do. I think.
You did?
Yeah.
See, I think she would have won some of those other states and – you know,
I don't think so.
I think she would have been a president.
Breakman,
she was such a bad campaigner.
Yeah, not only that, she's just a terrible candidate. She had no policies. What was she running on? To this day, I ask people, what the fuck was she running on? And they never give me an answer. They're like a bunch of politicians running around. You know, it's like all the Hillary apologists never have answers, dude. But anyways, Bernie made up 60 points last time. Apparently Biden has a 5 to 10 point lead on Bernie, if you believe the polls, which I absolutely do not. Your point about, you know, the old people voting for the first time ever, this is encouraging, Breakman. Millennials and Generation Z will outnumber the boomers. So there is hope. There's hope, man. I mean, it's on the
boomers
horizon.
Still have all the wealth.
They do, but
and that's why our generation's the slacker and the grunge generation. Like, the fuckers are stealing. They've hogged all our wealth.
Well,
millennials came along and
it's got a chance.
Like, we think we can get rich, and we're just sitting there back there like, no, you can't. We'll just let you do that. Go ahead, you have fun.
I tell you what, though, Breakman, the tide's turning as far as voting goes, man. And watch if that is true, which I wholeheartedly believe that it's going to be true this time around. Bernie's gonna win, dude. He's gonna get
51%. I hope so. Like, I'm just hoping there's a flux of people that come out and just say no. Like, Donald Trump, we can't have a racist who's in love with dictators.
Yeah.
He's openly the symptom. Wants breaking the Constitution. Like, yeah. I should say, like, ripping it up and shitting on it, catching it on fire.
I think he
does that, like, that shit that has the mushrooms in it, and he sprays some like WD-40 on it with a lighter, and he's like trying to burn it all. Yeah, you know? That's what he does to the Constitution.
Yeah, that you're right. But he's a symptom of the problem, man. We need to fix the actual problem, not the symptom. So Trump is just a symptom.
I definitely agree with that. I've said a lot of times, like I got argued with when Maury was on here, you know, about back in the days of Obama, like all these executive privileges. Like I know people like Obama and stuff.
No,
but,
he's
if it's not Obama in office, we're gonna have something like. You know, well, look what happened. We got Trump, and he takes advantage of those executive privileges
Obama,
like candy.
Yeah, Obama took us from 2 to 7 wars, right, man? That's all you need to know.
I'm not defending Obama. Yeah. I'm saying this is, you know, every president since they've – I don't know.
Yeah, I agree.
It's been going on, but every president's gotten away with more and more and more.
It needs a change. It needs a change. This is our opportunity, man. We got to get the young people out. We got to ourselves get out. Like me as an old timer, I'm getting out and I'm voting, man. And I hope that people vote in mass and they vote for Bernie. And I think it's going to happen. I think Bernie's going to.
You call yourself an old timer.
Oh, yeah. You're exiled, Eric, you son of a bitch. He comes in here. He's like the stealth assassin. He just waits for his right moment. Do you guys have a minute or two to stick around or should we just end the show, man? Because I got to. It's not a. All right. We'll
he can go. I'll stay. Get out of here.
Get out of here, you son of a bitch. Do you have just a couple minutes, Eric, to talk about something?
Sure.
Okay. Let me just do this. All right, real quickly and free for all. I wanted to get to this because the Observer kind of rubbed me wrong in this way. I feel the problem with Observer, and I didn't quite get into it in my review.
Did it make you jizz?
It did not make me jizz in the bathroom. Okay?
I'd mark a point off for that too. make me come.
Breakman wants to talk about my penis apparently in chat. Breakman, I don't know why you want to talk about it, but okay, it's big. There you go. Okay. The biggest problem with Observer that I think I had was that it was and by the way, another TV viewers in chat, welcome on in. I didn't see you sneak in there. And same thing with Slow Cool. Thanks for joining. Welcome back, guys. And gals, if you're gals. The biggest problem I had with Observer was that it was trying to be too edgy for its own good, I felt. And my question to you guys, has there ever been a game that you played that you felt was like trying to be too edgy? And
DMX XXX.
Okay, there. That's a great example.
Rage.
What's that, Eric?
Rage.
Rage is another one. That's a great one.
Oh God, man, that was one of those games that really disappointed me.
Oh, Drawn to Death is another one. Then
Drawn to Death. Yeah. Okay, I can see that. But Observer was one of those games, man. I felt it was trying to be too Blade Runner. You know what I mean? Like, but it just didn't have.
Speaking of two, how about Two Human?
I hope Cyberpunk doesn't end up like that.
Ooh, Breakman brings up a good one. Two Human was a great example.
That's another one of those games I was excited for and was like, fucking me.
You know what? And they created one of the greatest games of all time with
You should have called it Two Poop. Because you're going to probably take a poop waiting for that animation.
Yeah, exactly.
My God, don't remind me of the Valkyrie animation. Like, yeah. On those hubs you'd have to go into.
They created one of the greatest games of all time in Eternal Darkness. That was one of the greatest games I think I've ever played in my life. And they fucking go from that to fucking Two Human, man. I'm just like...
Two Human were like Two Dyack.
Yeah, Dyack. He's a piece of
shit. I know. I bought him and all that shit.
I know. A lot of us did, Breakman. Don't feel bad, man.
And then they made X-Men Destiny, and that was even worse.
Yeah.
Well, after Two Human, I was not going to get involved in anything else they had.
I totally agree. I wish people would
They did some work on Metal Gear Solid Twin Snakes, but... That was still mostly Kojima. So
yeah,
it was okay.
Yeah. I mean, they did good work on that. They did get great work on Eternal Darkness. But other than that, that's a shit company. I don't know why.
Thanks, it's a crime that never got an HD remaster.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't understand.
And then wasn't the response to the failure of Two Human to sue?
Yep.
Who was it? Yep. Yeah, to basically blame them for the failure of the shit game.
Exactly. Who did they sue? I forgot, man. If anybody knows.
No, it was whoever the maybe it was Epic.
It was Epic. You might be right about that, man. It was.
Did it have a Gears game that year?
No.
This was before Gears. I think the first Gears was probably out by then.
Or maybe it was the Unreal Engine they tried to sue or something. Man, I know it was. I think it was
Unreal Engine. Yeah,
they tried to sue. It's like, come on, man, you guys just suck. Oh, Bernie says my penis is awesome. Just for your knowledge, Breakman. So there you go. All right. So that was our discussion.
I just like to interrupt. If that is actually what she said.
Yes,
it's a shock. That's the first time he's actually quoted her correctly.
Oh, shut! Knock it off, man! You son of a bitch!
Maybe you should make a porno version of Two Human called Two Penis.
Two Penis, man. No, that would be gross because that would be like a Siamese penis. Somebody would take that too far, man.
I think he's on to something. Think of it this way: too many penises. Oh. In other words, there's none.
Apparently a show called Euphoria where they had to cut the number of penises from 85 to, like, 15. apparently HBO had a problem with too many penises.
You know, earlier we talked about dildo fingers. What about penis fingers? How would that work out in a movie or a game, man? Would you guys be down for that?
Edward Penis Hands.
I would totally play that. Are you kidding me?
Well, I mean, we did have, like, a dad dating simulator game out early. Why not like what did you call it, Eric? Edward Penis Hands? Why not? Let's do it. Somebody make that game. I want to play it immediately. And too many penises in this game. I'm starting to feel a little uncomfortable, guys. I think it's time to end the show. Penis fingers, Bernie says. All right. Let's see here.
Edward Penis Fingers. It's a video game.
Or how about just a porn parody? I mean, we have a Nightmare on Elm Street porn parody.
There probably is one. If there's a Nightmare on Elm Street porn parody, then there's probably one. You know there's probably a porn parody for every video.
I didn't know there was until today, man. And then I saw the dildo hand, and I was yep.
I was thinking there's probably a Puppet Master porn.
Is there a Friday the 13th porno?
I don't know, but I'm interested. We got to know more. Somebody give us that info if there is. I'll look it up after the show for sure. And I will not be visiting the bathroom after that, by the way.
I'm sure there's a Phantasm porn parody called Phantasm.
I don't know. That would be cool. I like that series, man. Phantasm's a great
Don't forget there was a Super
Porno
Brothers one.
Super Porno Brothers. Yeah, dildo fingers. Bernie is laughing, man. Yeah, I gotta investigate that movie. I'll give you guys a kind of a synopsis of that movie. I think that I won't get through the whole movie, but you know what I'm saying. All right, let's do our plugs, guys. Breakman, plug away.
You can follow me at @break_man or at @RPGrinders on Twitter, or you can send a Dear Breakman question, #DearBreakman.
Yes.
And you can ask me anything you want, and I will, as we say, just saving the world just one tweet at a time.
Yeah. I mean, you can even ask about –
we'll save your world. That's what we'll do.
You can even ask Breakman about penis fingers and dildo fingers. So there you go. Bernie asks –
we have advice for those too.
Yes, exactly. Bernie says, what are we watching tonight? If I knew, I would tell you, Bernie. All right. Eric, your plugs, please.
My plugs are sites I write reviews for, such as BostonBachelorK.com, VogNetwork.com, HonestGamers.com, and TotallyGN.com, where I got two reviews up this week of Atelier, Lelua, Cyan of Ireland, and Team Sonic Racing.
All right, man. You've been kicking ass on reviews.
I wanted to do some reviews yesterday, but I felt way too tired. And today I just never got around to it. Hopefully tomorrow I can get something.
Yeah, slacker. You only do, 10 a week? I mean, goddamn, Eric. You're fucking slacking, man. We're going to have to, crack that whip, man. No, I'm just kidding.
If you like what I wrote, and much like Frank mentioned earlier in the show, I had to have a Patreon, and you just look, type up Eric Kelly, or you can go to my Twitter account at EricRPG, and it's in my profile.
Yep. All right, Eric. Anything else?
No.
All right, you can follow me.
I thought Spider-Man was basically coming out this week, and I thought I was going to review for it, but no, it's actually a second. Which is a weird day for a movie.
You know,
that's because of 4th of July weekend. They're trying to capitalize on that.
Yeah.
I have no idea what my work is going to be like. Like, are we going to get Thursday off, go back to work Friday, or are we going to take Friday off too? I don't know.
Yeah. It wouldn't be plugs without an Eric interruption. my plugs are as follows. You can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. You can follow the show on any or actually you can add me on any of the platforms, RP Grinders on all platforms. If there's capitalization, I don't know which network does capitalization, where capitalization matters, but if where applicable, it's capital RPG. RP Grinders. You can follow me on any of those systems. I'll try to play maybe even something like Friday the 13th, like Freak 5 always tries to get me to play on PlayStation Network. I'm mostly on PlayStation Network, but you can, also get me on Xbox and Nintendo Switch. What else? I want to plug Dildo Fingers, or maybe Dildo Fingers want to plug you. I don't know how that works, but.
Dildo Fingers.
Yeah, the name of that porn, I don't know if I said it earlier, but it's Wet Dream on Elm Street. So that's the porn parody.
I'm just thinking of a porn parody of the Addams Family. Instead of thing being a hand, it'd just be a dildo.
A bunch of, or like a dildo hand. Maybe that would work too. All right. Also, I guess it was a decent Frank Branches week. So thanks everybody for like wishing me well on my birthday on Wednesday. It was awesome. And I'm only fucking 25.
What was it, 500 years old?
No, you guys are way off. It's like 25,225. Like 500 million? I lost count after like 25,200 and some. So it could be 5 million. I don't know.
When was that? Like the Jurassic era?
Son of a bitch. Thanks to everybody in chat. Another TV viewer, Cash Bear, Commander Root. Bernie was in chat. Thank you for your contributions and your, I guess, unexile, because you've said some pretty flattering things to me. Host me raffle. I always say Hosmer raffle, but it's host me raffle and slow cool. And there were a couple other people in there. I forgot who was in there, but thank you all for joining. If you want to join the show, it's live every Friday, 7 Eastern time. We usually go a couple hours. So yeah, join us. It's a fun time in chat on Twitch and on YouTube. So that's all I got for this week. You guys have anything else? Yes.
Penis fingers?
Penis fingers or dildo fingers? Maybe that's a Dear Breakman question that I'll send you, Breakman. All right. In lieu of that, stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we're out. Later, everybody. No cowbell this time.
Yeah, too busy waiting to see this dildo versus penis finger fight. I want to see him go. I want to see him fight.
Fight! Like on...
Let's get ready to...
Celebrity death match, penis fingers versus dildo fingers. Dildo fingers for the win.
Dildo wins. Oh, poor penis finger.
We're out, everybody. Later.